12th Perek of Zvachim, 4th Mishnah. Kol HaKadosh Shir Bem Psul Koidim Evshetim Eino Yisem LeKohanim. It was a type of psul that happened before they took off the hide. Even though they found it after they took off the hide, the Kohanim do not get the hide. Achav Shetim Eretzem Kohanim. Something changed and happened to the Kohanim after they took off the hide, and then the meat got puzzled for some reason. Then the R remains for the Kohanim. Omer V'chanina Ben Kuskana Kohanim. This Tana said, I never saw them burning the hide of an animal, which implies that as we'll see in a second, from Rabbi Akiva, that even if it's a type of thing that they find a psul which really happened before the shechita, even so it wouldn't be burnt. What's the example of that? Rabbi Akiva said, "Amar Akiva midvarv lamadnu." We can learn from his words, "Shamavshed es habechor." They took off the hide of the bechor, and it was found to be treifa. And once you find it to be treifa, it's obvious it was treifa already before you, from before you took off the hide. And according to the original rule, that should be burnt and not eaten, since once again we don't go by the time of finding the psul, but when the psul happens. And this is a psul that happened from before the hide was removed. But according to Rabbi Akiva says, according to you, then if this was found to be treifa, she yosa akon. The Kohanim will be able to use the hide. The fact that we don't see it is not a raya. In other words, you didn't see it, but it could be that it never happened in your time. If it would happen, such a situation that we take off the hide and we find that the behemoth was a trefa, then the Kohanim do not get the hide, it gets burned together with the Kohanim.